This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. What accounts for high breast cancer mortality rates in certain communities? What disparities in screening and treatment help determine who survives breast cancer and who doesn't? Those are two of the questions taken on in a new breast cancer study. Researchers looked at 8 locations in the U.S. with high death rates from breast cancer, among them urban centers like Harlem, New York, and rural areas like Madison County, Mississippi. Dr. Harold Freeman was principal advisor for the study. He's a cancer surgeon and senior advisor to the director of the National Cancer Institute. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be with you.
Dr. Freeman, I wonder if you could give us a sense of the most striking discrepancies here, the breast cancer mortality rates that you saw in these communities compared with the U.S. overall.
Well, first of all, the United States rate is 26 deaths per 100,000. One of these counties of the 8 is the Madison County in Mississippi, where there's a 53 deaths per 100,000, double the national average. And in between, there are other rates of death. So what we attempted to do here was to find communities in America where the death rate was higher than the national average and to focus on 8 of these communities to drill down to see what was happening in these communities to cause these results, which are unacceptable.
And what common threads demographically did you find among these 8 communities?
Demographically, the thread that connected all 8 communities is poverty and lack of education. Also, lack of infrastructure in these communities where people don't have access to hospitals and to screening. Sometimes in a few of these communities, transportation and distance becomes an issue. But the overwhelming problem is poverty and lack of health care coverage.
And in some cases, it seems lack of awareness about treatment that may be available, but people don't know about it.
Yes. In fact, what I would say is that when people are poor in general, they have less knowledge and less education and less awareness. So the issue of poverty is much broader than its medical implications. Poor people have poor housing conditions, less social support. Often poor people have a risk-promoting lifestyle, like the wrong diet, heavy smoking. In addition, poor people have low access to preventive and early health care. Surely, all people who have cancer ultimately will get into the hospital. But if people get into the hospital for treatment too late, they will die. And so poverty is the driving issue, but also associated with this. There are people who have no health insurance who are not poor. But the problem of not having access because you can't get into the healthcare system through no insurance is also a devastating issue.
It seems to me that a lot of the things that this study talks about, lack of access to healthcare, paucity of mammogram machines, not enough people to read mammograms when they happen, lack of transportation, these are things that we've known about for years. We shouldn't be surprised to read what's in this report, it seems to me.
You know, we really shouldn't be surprised. I agree with that. The point is that this is actually happening to real people. When you put real faces on the problem, the problem comes up a little more distinctly. And if you go to communities where you can show that there are real problems that are fixable, that where you can correct the situation. A very good example is in Harlem. We increased the 5-year survival from breast cancer from 39% to 70% by some very simple things that we did. Provided screening for breast cancer beginning in 1979 for all women irrespective of their ability to pay. And in 1990, adding patient navigation so that screened women had a way of getting rapidly through the healthcare system to resolution.
When you say patient navigation, what do you mean?
We bring principally community people into the healthcare system and make them patient navigators. The people that we choose to do this are from their own communities, they speak the same language, and we train them, teach them methods to get people through the system, including ways to get people onto healthcare programs, including getting people through the system because of its complexity, and sometimes it's talking to people to give them the confidence and beliefs that they can get in the system and get through the system. So the navigator concept seems to work. It's also cost effective. People who have cancer in America will be treated at some point in the stage of their disease. The moral question and ethical question is, will we treat them early enough to save their lives, or will we treat them later at a higher cost and with loss of life? I don't think we save money by not treating people with breast cancer.
Dr. Freeman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's Dr. Harold Freeman. He's the principal advisor for the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Breast Cancer Mortality Report. You can read a summary of the study's findings at npr.org.